We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
From KMOX Sports.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Welcome to the Graybar Sports Open Line.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Here we go.
Now, Matt Pauly on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, man, let's get going here.
Here we go. Let's go.
We get rolling on a Tuesday night. It is the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Have you for the next 2 hours. We take you till 8 o'clock this evening. We are getting closer and closer to the start of the Cardinals season. The Cardinals, they are done with games that don't matter. They played the Cubs today. They won. By the way, this is my hill that I'm dying on. They went into the Cactus League, played two Cactus League games, won each of them. They're Cactus League champions, right? Okay, that's what I'm going with. Anyways, they are done with the spring training portion of their schedule, traveling to L.A. probably right now, and they will arrive this evening, and then they will enjoy an off day tomorrow, and they'll get things going coming up on Thursday. We've got a lot coming up on the show today. In about 5 minutes, we're going to be joined by former Cardinal Ray Lankford. Then near the bottom of the hour, former Cardinal Mark Sweeney is going to join us. He's now part of the team at Bally Sports Midwest. Next hour, Jason Isringhausen is going to join us. Kevin Wheeler is going to join us. Next hour, we will hear from John Mozeliak, play back some of what he had to say today, discussing a number of things. And we'll talk a little Blues hockey later on this hour. We'll also hear a little bit from Bradley Carnell and talk some City SC coming up next hour as well. So like I said, a lot to get to. As always, if you want to join in, best way to do so is by texting or tweeting at me. You text in 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900, or you can tweet at me at Matt Pauly on air, MattPauley on air. The news of the day, and this is going to be much of what we talk about today. Dylan Carlson has a sprained AC joint in his shoulder, that's where the AC joint is. And he is going to start the season on the injured list. The timeline for when he might return is not clear, but it's according to the folks that talked today, it's weeks, not months that we're talking, but he's not going to be available for the start of the season. So the Cardinals have brought back Victor Scott, who they'd reassigned to a minor league camp. He is going to make the opening day roster. They're going to have to make a 40-man roster move for him. There's a couple guys who are going to make the team who are not on the 40-man roster. So the Cardinals still have some work to do to get the 40-man roster in shape for Thursday. They do need to today we'll get into this later on, but Tommy Edman's not going to the 60-day injured list. So that's not one of the answers. John King, Pedro Páez, and Thomas Sagesi have all been reassigned to Memphis. So again, the roster is becoming a little bit more clear as we get set for Thursday. We'll talk about that a lot during the course of the program. But up next, former Cardinals outfielder Ray Lankford is set to join us as we preview the season, which gets started on Thursday. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
High fly ball, deep right field, way back. Goodbye. Ray Langford, number 27 on the year.
We are getting set for Cardinals baseball. It begins for real on Thursday when they match up against the Dodgers, and something that we do every year. We love this. We get the opportunity to talk with a bunch of former Cardinals Hall of Famers, and get their thoughts on the season and their thoughts on what opening day is like. So right now we'll go to the Quiver River Electric guest line and welcome in former Cardinals outfielder Ray Langford. Ray, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself? I'm trying to fight through a little allergies, but I'm doing pretty well.
Doing all right myself. Is it fun for you at this time of the year? Do you kind of go back in your mind of what it was like as when you were playing and spring training was coming to an end and the season was getting started?
Yeah, you know, the thing about it, you spend all season trying to figure out how to get better each year, you know, with all the moves that happen in the offseason, free agents and stuff like that. So I think the best part of opening day is seeing the Clydesdale come out, and everybody come out, had a little parade for everybody to come out on the Warner track to wave at the fans. And, you know, it's just that's the part of baseball you miss, that opening day. It's so much excitement. So I'll be there this year, so I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Do you remember the first time you got to experience opening day in St. Louis?
I got it in 1991. Was my first experience, yeah. But it's, you know, the thing about it was the old Busch Stadium, but with the stadium now, it's so nice and everything. The grass is green, and I think you get to enjoy more as the guy that's not playing anymore. You get to look back on all the years that you did play opening day, and it was great. And now just see the guys out there now and just come in as one of the retired players and watch how excited the fans are about opening day. I think that's the motivation for every player.
What's the camaraderie like with you and the other Cardinals Hall of Famers and other Cardinals alumni and everybody who shows up for opening day? It has to be fun to see all those folks on an annual basis.
Yes, it is, because, you know, you get to catch up. Some guys you haven't seen in quite a few years, so you get to catch up and talk about the good old days. And, you know, just to see what's going on in everybody's life and reminisce a little bit. But I think one of the things is with opening day and stuff like that, just sharing it with my kids. Now I get to share it with my grandson. So I'm looking forward to this year and seeing some of the old guys from the past.
Ray, I remember watching you when I was growing up. You're not supposed to have grandkids yet, Ray. You're way too young for that.
No, I have three grandkids.
Oh, that,
I'm getting old, man.
You're making old. Everybody feel old right now. That's for sure. Do you how much do you follow along with what's going on with the Cardinals? Obviously, from an outfield standpoint, they're dealing with a lot of injuries, but a guy like Victor Scott is now going to get an opportunity, and I know a lot of Cardinals fans are excited for him.
I haven't followed it too much in the offseason, but I think the thing is, you know, the key is guys staying healthy and being able to play together. When you got a lot of guys, especially your workhorse, when they go down, you expect the young guys to step in and fill a big shoe. So, injuries happen. You have no control of it. But the key is just trying to get everybody on the field and gel together. And I think last year, it was a struggle, but hopefully this year it's going to be totally different. But once again, with the young guys getting an opportunity to step in, and shine, you can't expect anything more.
Isn't it weird how baseball works, how for whatever reason, some years teams are just dealing with a lot of injuries, and some years you happen to be blessed with a lot of health, and that really very much is what determines how good of a season you might have?
It does. You know, I don't think it has anything to do anything to do with the lack of preparation you do in the off season. It's just the way, you know, it's just the way the dice falls, you know, if the things crumble that way. And, you know, it's just, like I said, just stay healthy together and try to minimize that to a short absence from the team. But I think, you know, get everybody playing together, gelling together, good things can happen.
So Victor Scott will make his major league debut starting in center field for the Cardinals. Last year we saw Jordan Walker make his major league debut, and he started on opening day. What would be your advice for a young guy like that who's making his major league debut and it's opening day all at the same time?
I would say breathe, first of all. Just soak it all up and breathe. And I say be aggressive, man. Don't be afraid to fail. You know, you're gonna be nervous. That's part of it all. You're gonna be nervous. But I think the thing is to stay aggressive. Try not to fall behind in counts, man. If you can do that, good things will happen for you.
Scott specifically is kind of a throwback. He's a guy who's super fast on the bases. He's not going to hit a bunch of home runs, but he's gonna make contact. He's going to do kind of all the small things. That's something that doesn't seem to be as much in vogue in today's baseball. Does that still have a place? Can that type of player still be a winning player and a successful player in today's baseball?
I believe so. I mean, I think the key is trying to get on base. If you got a guy that can run, you can't steal first base. So you definitely, if you got a guy that can make good contact and make things happen, that just set the table for the, you know, for your second, third, well, your third, fourth, or fifth hitter. So I think small ball does play a big part of a ball game. So I know a lot of guys want to hit home runs, but if you're not a home run hitter, just stick to being a contact hitter.
We're talking with former Cardinal Ray Langford. Do you like where the game has gone, the way it's being played now, or do you think it was played better? Because obviously styles have changed. You just talk about the home runs, and we see more strikeouts, but we see more home runs, things like that. What are your thoughts on the way the game has evolved maybe in the last 10 years or so?
Well, that's the great thing about the game. It's going to constantly change, and you just got to adapt with it. I think the thing is with all the guys today, you see a lot of guys, you know, that say they showboating, but if you look at it, these guys are just having fun. I mean, I understand you got to keep things to a minimum as far as showing people up. I remember when I came up, man, we had to wear red shoes. If you wore black or white, you was out of uniform. But today, you know, you can wear different colors. But I think the thing is, and the key is the game is going to continue to evolve. But I think, you know, I don't want to sound like one of the old guys. But back in my day, this is how it was. Well, it's going to change. But I think that the key is, I think with organizations, what's more important than guys trying to hit home runs. But I think, you know, if you're not a home run hitter, you don't have the power. I think you need to try to swing down and hit for average and just be a contact hitter and play small ball and let the big guys do what they do.
Is it important, though, because you mentioned, you know, how you used to have to wear certain things. The baseball, maybe they're not doing as good of a job as they could, but baseball certainly is allowing personalities and different things to come out. Is that a move forward for baseball where hopefully fans are getting to know the players a little bit more?
I believe so. I think, you know, the more excitement you can bring to the ball game and to the sport, I think that's good. That's good for baseball. So with the way these guys are playing now and with the excitement and the passion, you know, some guys will be like, oh, they're showing, you know, that's not how you play the game. Well, the game has changed. And I think the thing is some people got to just adapt and realize this is the way the game is today. And, you know, at the same time, you can have fun and still respect the ball, still respect the game at the same time.
So how old are your grandkids right now?
4 years old. 15 months and 8 months.
Okay, so
two boys and a girl.
Not quite to the age where maybe you can go on YouTube and show some of your clips, show your collision at the plate, things like that. Are you to the point of being able to show the grandkids what you did when you were playing?
Well, not yet. Well, my 4 year old oldest grandson, he would be there for opening day as well. So this would be his first opening day. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with him.
That's really, really cool. Well, Ray, we really appreciate you taking some time. Hopefully we'll see you at the ballpark throughout the year and on opening day. But thanks so much for taking some time with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. You guys take care.
You're home of the Cardinals.
Arenado swings and hits it deep to left field. That ball is out of here.
The Billikens.
Jumper. Yes! Billikens win!
The Chiefs.
Touchdown! Kansas City!
We are America's sports voice. KMOX.
It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. The Cardinals are done playing baseball games that don't matter. En route to L.A., they'll match up against the Dodgers coming up on Thursday. And back working in St. Louis. This is fun. Mark Sweeney going to return. Of course, he played with the Cardinals early on in his career. He's been doing TV with the Padres, and now he's going to be doing studio analyst work with the Cardinals on Bally Sports Midwest. And he joins us right now via the Quiver River guest line. Mark, great to talk to you. Great to get to meet you a little bit. Welcome onto the program.
Matt, thanks for having me. And I saw the lineup, and anytime you're behind Ray Langford, it's a really good thing. A former teammate of mine that I absolutely love.
So I'm 41 years old. So like that, the 96, 97 Cardinals that you were a part of, those were the teams that helped me really fall in love with the game. So to be able to talk to him and now talk to you, it's just like I'm becoming, 12-year-old Matt again.
Man, I tell you what, and I felt like a little kid too, in having the ability to make your debut in a city like St. Louis and the team that I had. I mean, it took a while in my career to be able to like shake my head and think how great I had it, because there were so many great players on that team, superstars, obviously seeing the last year of Ozzie Smith. So many great things, and obviously being around Willie McGee and Ray Langford, Brian Jordan, I could go on and on. But as a young player, you realized you were indoctrinated into the game of baseball by pros that just did it right, and it was a great team to be on.
How different was it going, because you played a little bit in 95 and then played a lot in 96, going from 95 to the 96 team when Tony comes in, how different did that feel for you?
Yeah, it got real because you realized what Tony was all about. I mean, this guy was meticulous on everything. The reason why he was a Hall of Famer, it got real. And for a rookie, it was difficult because had to be on point. You always felt like you had to do your job every single day. And I say that because there were pressures involved just being a player himself. But when Tony's there and how meticulous he was as a manager – and having the type of team that we had going on to the playoffs and having that pinnacle and losing out to the Atlanta Braves, it was difficult ending, but man, that ride going through it and realizing you had a manager that was so successful in the game and also the type of talent that we had on the roster, it was a carpet ride for me that I got to be able to really teach myself, this is the standard that you have to have in the game of baseball.
Once a Cardinal, always a Cardinal, and you left after a few years with the team, and you had a nice long big league career, 14 years, played until 2008, and then you've been doing a lot of broadcasting work since then. But when you have been able to return to St. Louis, what is it like? Because I know Cardinals fans always remember anybody who ever put on the birds on the bat.
Yeah, and that's what makes it special. Honestly, you felt that way as a player. I was the 24th, 25th guy on the roster, and you felt like you were one of their own. They make you feel like that. I'll tell you this, Matt. The day I got traded, I went around to security guards, ushers, people that were around because it was a rain delay that day I got traded, and my parents were in town. But I went around to everybody, and you realize what you're leaving and how special it was because they personalize it. Listen, it's special to be in the major leagues. It's special to put a major league uniform on, but that type of uniform, when you see the birds on the bat, you have the connection with the fans and you're on a successful team. There's nothing better. So it put a smile on my face every time I came back to St. Louis. I got to be honest with you. When I was in a different uniform, it has that comfort feeling every time you came in. And you know what? When I walked up, even if I was pinch hitting in the ninth inning, there was that admiration clap that the fans always gave you, and you felt very connected to them.
And now it's full circle for you because you returned to the Cardinals in terms of being part of the broadcast team and working as a studio analyst with Bally Sports Midwest. You've been working with Padres TV for a while. What's the excitement level for you as now you're going to be talking to Cardinals fans whenever you're doing the pre- and post-game shows?
Well, first off, I'm thrilled. I get the opportunity to voice, and when you're in broadcasting and you're an analyst and a former player, Basically, it's the voices of Ozzie Smith in my ear when I'm over the railing and he's teaching me the game of baseball. The aspects of what Willie McGee gives where he's on the coaching staff. But, man, I remember just going into the cages with him and having conversations with that. The beauty of broadcasting for me is to be able to give out those voices, all the teaching moments that my wonderful teammates had. I get to basically voice, and it's great. Doing it with the Cardinals, as you mentioned, full circle, I am beyond giddy about going back because this is something that I love to do. I enjoy it. It's a very talented broadcast team, and I just want to be that part of it. Also, having Tom Pagnozzi come back, man, is that special too, mm-hmm. because he was one of those teammates of mine that I just admire. Unfortunately, I'm probably not going to be able to work with him because we're going to be splitting time, but I can't wait to see Tom.
You know what? The Cardinals just need to get to the postseason, and then you guys are doing postgame shows, and everybody gets called in, right?
That would be incredible. Yeah. And that's a recipe for success because, as we know, I wasn't there last year, and I watched from afar. This is going to be a better version of themselves this year, and I'm looking forward to this club.
How shocking was that for you? Because anybody who knows baseball knows the Cardinals knows that what happened last year is not what happens in St. Louis.
Yeah, and you know what? That was shocking. I was going through the Padres struggles as well. It was one of those teams that you had expectations, and the St. Louis Cardinals have built that structure that they have expectations every single year. And it's not that easy to just put it on paper and say, we're going to circle this amount of wins, because you hear the projections now. You hear so many people say the Cardinals should win the division. There's an expectation. And I think that's something that if you're a new player and a young player coming on, like a Mason Wynn getting his first opportunity, you embrace that. And you understand that is a challenge in itself when you put that uniform on. So 71 wins is something of a shock. That's so exciting for all the veteran guys and also the younger players to say, man, let's turn this around. Let's understand that we got to go out there and take it rather than just fall in our laps.
The news of the day is that Dylan Carlson has an AC joint sprain in his shoulder. He's going to be on the injured list to start the season. That opens up the door for a really electric young prospect in Victor Scott. He's going to essentially be the everyday center fielder to start the season until guys start getting healthy. What an opportunity for a young man who was very impressive in spring.
Yeah, Matt, he's had a great spring. A couple days ago, you get the disappointment because there was that want to be able to, especially with a Tommy Edmund injury, there was an opportunity to possibly be on the roster. And now because of an injury at Dylan Carlson, which was really devastating because what a spring he had too. It's just an opportunity. And to go out there and be able to perform on an opening day, you're going to see a crowd that's going to be going crazy in Los Angeles. And to say your debut is in Los Angeles, the first day of Shohei Ohtani and the talented club that they have. But, man, Victor Scott has really deserved this opportunity because of the way he's played. It's going to be very eye-opening, and it's going to be something that's exciting, and I can't wait to watch.
What's it like for a young guy like that? Jordan Walker went through it last year where you're making your major league debut. Maybe you're in your first week of the big leagues like Scott will be when it comes to next week and going through all the pageantry that goes along with Cardinals opening day.
Yeah, you go through a process. I think every player has it differently. Sometimes you come up and you start hitting everything in sight and you're going on a hot streak and then that pitfall comes. Everyone understands how hard this level is. So you're going to go through those struggles. It's how you handle it. And also when you get to a point where you realize I belong here, he's already said that to himself in spring training. But when you do it at the highest level in the regular season, you start realizing, okay, this is the same game I've always played since I was in Little League all the way up through the ranks. Now I realize I am very talented and people have talked about me for so long. Now I get to put my talents on the main stage and be able to just go out there and play the game. It's very difficult at times. Sometimes you have to get sent down and you have to figure things out. You come back a better version of yourself. But I think everyone's story becomes how do I evolve myself into playing the game I've always played my whole life?
last thing for you. You mentioned earlier just how a lot of what you do is about kind of teaching the game of baseball. And baseball is really a game where people who understand the game love it that much more. How important is it to you that in what you do, you have a small part of being able to grow the game?
Yeah, that's amazing to me. Anyone that's been around me understands. I absolutely love the game of baseball. I love the fact that I can talk about former teammates and what they have done for me, as I mentioned earlier. And I've had a career in baseball realizing I wanted a day in the big leagues, and I ended up playing parts of 14 years. So yeah, I shake my head on that, but I also realize any fan that's listening to us and describing what's going on, I'll give you reality, but I'll also give you the realization that it's not that easy. We go out there and we perform, but I want to give the passion that I had to play the game of baseball, but also now I have a different passion. I love talking about the game. I love explaining what's happening, but also realizing there's a lot of smart people out there that know the game of baseball, especially in St. Louis. So I'm looking forward to doing that. I get that opportunity to be around a franchise that is very true to my heart, and I can't wait.
Well, I'm excited to meet you officially when you're in St. Louis and doing these games and everything. Can't wait for that. Mark, thank you so much for taking some time. We're so excited to welcome you back and have you part of the broadcast team.
Matt, I can't thank you enough for having me on and looking forward to it as well. And can't wait for the season to go.
Awesome. That's great stuff from Mark Sweeney, former Cardinal. Now you'll be seeing him on TV. He's going to be part of the group of analysts that are on doing the studio work for Bally Sports Midwest. We'll take one more break this hour, come back, and when we return, we'll talk a little Blues hockey. They get a point last night, but did they do enough? I don't think they did. We'll get into that coming up in just a moment. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
This is America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
The St. Louis Blues had a great, great, great opportunity last night as they were taking on the Vegas Golden Knights. A win really would have put them back, not back, but they would put them in a better spot in terms of their playoff contention. They get a point, but they give up 2 points to the Golden Knights, and they remain 5 points behind the Golden Knights with 10 games to go as we welcome you back in to a Gray Bar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. Look, I feel like I'm always really negative when I'm talking about the Blues, and I'm not trying to be that way. This has been a team this year that has lacked identity, and it's been a team this year that has continued to prove to me that's fool's gold, because they go on these runs. They win a bunch of games in a row. They have a nice week or a nice week and a half, 2 weeks, but then they can't continue to play at that consistent high level. And that's what's been most frustrating to me. I would probably be less frustrated. This is going to make no sense, but I'll say it anyways. Hasn't stopped me before, right? This has been a season where it would almost be less frustrating if they were just bad. If they were going to miss the playoffs, and you knew they were going to miss the playoffs, and they didn't flirt with playoff contention over and over and over again. And last night, they had a great opportunity. And look, give the Blues, I'm not somebody that doesn't want to give any credit. Give the Blues credit where credit is deserved. They're down 1-0 for the vast majority of the game, and they're able to push across a goal late, and that gets them to overtime, and it gets them the point. And look, they're 5 points back with the 10 games to go. That's not impossible. That's not impossible. But this is and this is an original thought by me, but when it was brought up by others, I latched onto it and I agree. And some people might think it's crazy because, again, they are still technically in playoff contention. But that's a huge opportunity last night. I pulled a goalie at the end of regulation, and I understand the criticism that would be headed towards Drew Bannister and company if they pull the goalie in a tie game in regulation and they end up losing and they walk out of the arena with no points last night. I get the criticism that went along with it. But the cliche is that fortune favors the bold. And if this team wants to get into the postseason, that was an opportunity last night. And I understand why you don't do it. It's a really challenging thing to do. But that would have been the moment for me where you start to say, okay, maybe this team does have something. We'll see what happens. I don't know. It just feels like a complete missed opportunity last night. I know I keep saying that over and over and over. Going into last night, they had won 6 of their last 7. If they get back onto that pace for the final 10 games of the regular season, maybe that's enough for them to catch Vegas. Maybe Vegas has the tiebreaker. That's another part of this as well. I just know that if I'm the Blues last night, I consider doing something that might be a little bit outside the box, a little bit crazy, to try to find a way to get a couple points, and it didn't happen. And that's just kind of been the way things have been this year for the Blues. When we return after the 7 o'clock news, we're going to get back into baseball. Cardinals President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak did speak with the media earlier today in Arizona to go through the Dylan Carlson situation and the roster ramifications of that. We'll talk through it. We'll get your thoughts as well on how you feel about Victor Scott making the opening day roster. That's up next. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.